stop looking at porn and win back your freedom for smart, family-oriented men who want to learn to sustainably let go of porn in a way you can enjoy and look forward to. Learning to be proud of the man you are and making life so good that porn becomes irrelevant. I'm Danny Pullman. I'm a certified life coach, and I've been coaching guys on this for many years now, and have been in the porn quitting game for years beyond that. I'm using this podcast to share what I've learned and what I continue to learn on the way with real client examples from the hands-on work I do with clients day in and day out. This is a movement. It is happening. Join with us and start winning against porn now. Hey, real quick, guys, if you haven't checked it out yet, go check out the new free video training I am offering. Yes, it is even new and different from the one a couple months ago. I wanted to redo it to make it even better and more me. It's called the Fearless Freedom from Porn Training, How to Achieve Ultimate Victory Over Porn. It is the most value I have offered in a single free resource before. I will give a few more details on it at the end of the episode, but I'm putting a link in the show notes so that you can reserve your seat. And of course, it is totally confidential and private. I'm so excited to share this with you. It really is an essential starting point for you if you're trying to quit an unwanted porn habit in a way that lasts. I wish I heard this stuff way earlier in the process for me, so I'm sharing it with you. Hey guys, welcome to the How to Stop Looking at Porn and Win Back Your Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Danny Pullman. I'm so glad you're here. And so along with what I just told you about this new free training that I'm offering today, what I thought would be fun is the idea behind the free training is that when you have an unwanted porn habit, porn is not actually the problem. And what I do in the training is I explain and go through the six real actual problems behind an unwanted porn habit. And so what I wanted to do in today's episode is I'm actually going to just put a little snippet from the training that talks about the first two of the six real actual problems behind an unwanted porn habit. I thought it would be a fun way to just share what's in the training, give you a taste for it. And then for those of you who like what you hear, just keep in mind, like there are visuals that go along with what I'm saying in this, but I picked a segment that should work out without the visuals. And then, and there's so much more in the training that you can go and access if you just click the link in the show notes, right? So I hope you enjoy this segment I'm about to share with you. Here it is. You deserve to feel love and not be shamed. For real. And I'm sorry this experience has affected you in this way. I'm sorry it's felt so hard. I'm sorry you've been carrying this. And things can change. You don't have to carry this forever. In fact, things can change faster than you think. Especially when you begin to understand the real actual issues behind this porn habit and some of the science around retraining your brain. So let me tell you what the real actual problems are. I'm going to give you a quick summary of these problems here in this next slide, and then I'm going to go a bit more in depth on each of them after that. Here are the six real actual problems. Porn isn't actually the problem, guys. These are the real actual problems. Okay, so number one, no how-to instruction manual for your brain, along with self-blame. Problem two, you don't know where your power really is. Problem three, you've accidentally trained that automatic part of your brain to over-desire pornography. Number four, you don't know how to deal with the leftover feelings when you try to say no to porn. Number five, you're more addicted to shame than you are to porn. Number six, your view of what progress is and how to create more of it has been skewed. I'm just going to go through these six real actual problems. We'll call them RAPs. And basically give you a new understanding and new solutions for each of them. All right. So problem number one, RAP number one, no how-to instruction manual for your brain. And so much self-blame. It's really not your fault. Okay. You never were taught this. But we've spent so much time and energy and money in our lives learning things with our brains. And I even think about dental school, right? Like I held a human brain from a cadaver in my hands. It was the weirdest experience. I helped even pull it out the top of the skull. And I learned the names and the parts. I held it in my hands. What an experience. But I never actually learned how to manage and take care of my brain along the way in my life to that point. I didn't learn how to interact with my brain in a practical way on a day-to-day basis. I used it to do a lot of amazing things, but But I was getting hung up because I never learned some of these things we're talking about today. I think of like driver's ed class. Imagine in driver's ed class, if you spent all your time learning about the structure of the car and what some of the parts of the car do and names of the parts, and without ever learning how to actually drive the car. This is like what we've done with our brains. And actually, with driver's ed, we can get it right because we do focus mainly on how to drive the car in driver's ed. But then a lot of us are clueless about the parts of the car. But with brains, we've gotten it wrong. It's the opposite. We learn the parts, we learn about it, but not like how to drive it and maintain it. And we need more courses for brain driver's ed courses, how to drive your brain. So think of today's course that partly is that. You get the point by now. You were never taught this. So I'm inviting you to, for a moment, let go of that self-blame. Replace it with something like, it's okay to be in the situation I'm in right now. It even makes sense. Just try that on for a second. See how it feels differently. And if you're like other guys, this should help make things feel a bit lighter. And in turn, help you to more easily take the next steps, learning how to better operate this machinery called a brain and take those next steps toward achieving your goals. So let me share with you Stefan's example of retraining his brain. He was constantly struggling with self-confidence and always breaking streak after streak, viewing porn again and again. And we dove all the way down to what was really causing him to watch porn and helped him rewire those automatic beliefs and triggers that were holding him back. And now he's able to carry himself with confidence and with a new understanding of himself and how his brain and body works. What he said, my biggest challenge prior to working with Danny was struggling to feel self-worth after viewing pornography and having the confidence to get back in a streak. The process Danny uses was completely new, tracing my actions back through my feelings, back to my thoughts, and then using that to help change behavior was new. Since working with Danny, I've looked at pornography less. I've created a very clear protocol and have great confidence in my ability to not view pornography. The progress has been phenomenal, in his words. Awesome. Review of problem number one. You haven't learned how to drive your brain and over blaming yourself a bit. Solution. Let's practice some self-acceptance and let's actually learn how to drive your brain. I'm going to teach you a few things in this presentation that will help you drive your brain more effectively. Problem number two, don't understand where your power really is. I know you've felt very disempowered over this porn habit, maybe even powerless at times, but the way I see it, you already have the power within you that is needed to make the changes you want to make. It's just a matter of identifying where that power is and learning to hone it, practicing with it, and clarifying it. You're like a superhero in his origin story who has started realizing maybe he's more powerful than he ever knew, but is unfamiliar with how to tame, access, utilize that power more effectively. I like to think of Spider-Man, right? When he first gets his powers after being bit by the radioactive spider, he's clumsy with it. He hurts himself. He even hurts others with it. He makes some mistakes with it in the beginning, judges himself for misusing it. His power is just really unclear to him. And he's even a bit scared of it. But as he learns more about himself and more about his power, what it is, where it is, and how to interact with it, he starts doing amazing things with it. He goes from a budding hero to a full-on superhero, right? And that's what you need to do. The human brain is the most powerful tool on the planet. So let's clarify where your power is in utilizing this powerful tool so that you can be the superhero of not only your habits, but of your own life. Let's start by breaking the brain down into two parts. By the way, I realize that we are totally oversimplifying this, but honestly, we don't need to make it more complicated than this for you to start experiencing way more of your power. The two parts we're breaking this into today, upper brain and lower brain. Keeping it simple, you know how it feels. In those moments, like part of you doesn't want porn, but then part of you does want porn really urgently, right? And you feel like you're arguing with yourself, or some guys describe it as feeling like they're two different versions of themselves. And they usually make it mean they're not a man of integrity or that something is wrong with them just because they're conflicted in these moments. There are literally two parts of your brain that are operating simultaneously and speaking up in those moments. and it's actually supposed to feel this way. Your upper brain is the part that makes you human. It's your prefrontal cortex where you experience conscious thinking. In other words, thinking that you are actually aware of and you can think on purpose. Your lower brain is unconscious and automatic. It does things based on what you have learned and experienced or been rewarded and punished for in the past. Your lower brain is very driven by avoiding pain, seeking pleasure, being energy efficient, and using as little energy as possible. One of the best ways for your brain to save energy is to continue doing things it has already practiced, already has a pattern or a habit established. And that's why when you begin to try to change a pattern, there is actually part of your brain that resists this change and sees it as threatening or scary that you're trying to change things and brings up very uncomfortable feelings to try to help you keep things the same and familiar. But you can change anyway, okay? Just know if there's part of you that really resists change at first, it doesn't mean there's something wrong with you, or that you just must not be strong enough, or that you must just not want to change badly enough, or you must just be weak or lazy or not good enough. Okay, it doesn't mean any of those things. I'm here to tell you none of these things are true. Your brain resisting change initially means that you have a human brain and it is one of the good ones and it is working just right, perfectly by design. So stop judging yourself anytime your brain resists change or suggests ideas to seek out pleasure, tries to avoid pain, tries to save energy. Your lower brain is supposed to suggest these things. To further clarify your superpowers, let's talk more about some of the strengths and weaknesses of your upper and lower brain. So your lower brain, its strengths are it's quick, it's efficient, it creates a strong desire in the moment. It's very focused on surviving. Weaknesses of the lower brain, it doesn't get to make the final call on a decision. Your upper brain always makes the final decision. And your lower brain, it doesn't understand long-term consequences. It's only focused on here and now. It's not focused on thriving. And then for your upper brain, its strengths are planning, making decisions for your long-term best interests, being creative, wise, problem-solving. It can think about what it's thinking. It can observe what the lower brain is thinking and doing if you learn to do that. And then some of the weaknesses of the upper brain, it creates a weak desire in the moment relative to your lower brain, and it's not as fast or efficient as your lower brain. So in the moment of desiring porn, the lower brain outdoes the upper brain by being quicker and by creating a much stronger desire, but the upper brain gets the final say. But this is why it can feel like you're looking at porn against your will, because when your lower brain has been trained in this way, it feels so strong in that moment that it can almost feel like it overpowers your upper brain. It doesn't, but it can feel that way. Right? And for good reason. When it comes to something like porn, you need to learn to put your prefrontal cortex, the upper brain, in charge more powerfully and more consciously on purpose. You need to know that you are powerful. No matter how practiced, efficient, or strong your animal brain is, your lower brain is not as powerful as you think when compared to your upper brain's ability to change what you believe and what you think and how you respond. The upper brain always has to sign off on how you act in response to what your brain is doing. You may not have learned the skill of using your prefrontal cortex to consciously take charge of your lower brain in this way. This doesn't mean that you can't learn it now, and I will teach you that skill. So here's an analogy to start, one that I like. I want you to think of a wild stallion, okay? And a trainer who is trying to train the wild stallion to be able to be ridden. Your upper brain is like the trainer, your lower brain is like the wild stallion. One of the first things that this trainer wants to teach the wild stallion is to be able to be tied off with a rope on a post. And if the trainer ties the stallion off on too short a rope at first, right away, the horse will freak out too much and it will break the rope or even the post and it might even hurt itself. What does the trainer do? He ties the horse off on a really long rope at first and the horse still freaks out, just not enough to break the rope. And after some time, the horse gets used to being tied off on the long rope and then calms down. At which point, the trainer shortens the rope and the horse freaks out again until it gets used to the shorter rope. Trainer shortens rope again, horse freaks out again, horse gets used to it again, and the trainer does this again until the horse is able to be tied off on a very short rope. What I love about this is the horse isn't bad, the horse is good, the horse is just right. We love horses, right? We can do what we can to help the horse feel loved and safe while also training it in a new way. We make room for the horse to have its freakouts along the way, and we don't do it all at once in the cold turkey, forceful, pushing willpower style, right? We do it a bit at a time in a way that allows the trainer to partner with the horse. And when a human can ride a horse, what a powerful combination that is. So I'm inviting you to stop seeing the horse or your lower brain as the enemy and to start working with the horse, not against it. We love the horse. We are grateful for the horse. We can even develop a special relationship and bond with the horse. We show up with our upper brain as a leader and a friend. So let's clarify your power a bit more here. Here's what you can control and what you don't control, okay? You do not control your unconscious thinking in the present moment, which is 90 to 95% of your thoughts each day. There are 60,000 thoughts in your brain each day, and 90 to 95% of those happen in your unconscious automatic brain. And you don't actually get to control what it brings up moment to moment. You also don't control the automatic feelings in the present moment that come from all those automatic thoughts, and you don't get to control the cravings and desires that your lower brain has in the present moment in the short run. But what you do control is you get to control how you choose to respond to your lower brain because you're always responsible for how you choose to act in response. You don't control your unconscious thinking in the present moment, but you can control your conscious thinking in the present moment. You can choose how to think on purpose in the present moment, even if your lower brain's doing something else. And what the lower brain thinks and feels and wants throughout the day in the long run, you do control this over time, right? Because if you practice directing, guiding, training your lower brain in a new way, then you do actually have impact on what your lower brain brings up that 90 to 95% of the time each day. Because you're training and practicing guiding it in that new way. But in the long run, just like the wild stallion, you can actually train your lower brain to bring up different automatic thoughts and feelings and desires, cravings and urges along the way. And yes, you can train your brain to not have urges for pornography while still having sexual desires in a healthy way. We'll talk more about this later. How does this apply to you right now with your porn habit? Thoughts create feelings. When you have a feeling, created by a thought, and feelings very much drive actions for humans. This is the science. And since feelings very much drive actions for humans, whether you like it or not, whether you're aware on the way or not, it can be hard to act the way you want in line with your values when your lower brain has been trained in a certain way. It's like you're trying to swim upstream in a river. The river will outlast and overpower you every time if you only rely on swimming against it. Working against the training of your lower brain is what causes you to white knuckle, to struggle, to argue with yourself, to drain your willpower, to feel exhausted, and to give in to those urges for porn again and again. It's harder to act the way that you want, particularly if you've trained your brain to have automatic, unconscious feelings of desire and urges for pornography, which leads us to the next problem that I'm going to explain to you. First, a quick side note and review of problem number two. Side note, a lot of us have been trained to disconnect from these feelings that drive our actions, but they're happening behind the scenes, whether we think they are or not. Let's review problem number two. You don't understand where your power is. Solution: clarify your power, learn what it is and where it is, start honing it more consciously and effectively. And let me just share this inspiring story of Scott's to you before we get going on problem number three. Scott really embraced this process and he even said this was the breakthrough I was looking for. He said, "I had been able to find some success with various programs intended to avoid pornography. Sometimes I could make it 3 to 6 months, sometimes even a year or longer between episodes, but I never felt like I was in control. It felt like at any moment I might have an urge and not be able to resist, and I'd be down a losing spiral again. The anxiety was crushing, and I felt worthless, ashamed, and helpless to control my circumstances. In other programs I'd participated in, I felt like we never got to the level of practical tools. There was a gap between my goal and the actions I could take to actually get there. The goal was clear, but how to achieve success was much less. I wanted more than a hope and pray strategy. I wanted actionable intelligence. I love that term he uses. That combined what I knew of brain science with my own spiritual goals and expectations. I wanted to experience my own faith to succeed, but I wanted tools I could use to get there. About 4 months into the process, I had a Neo moment, like at the end of the first Matrix movie, when he finally realizes he can control his environment and can see the world for what it really was. I had experienced an urge, and instead of autopilot taking over and following a familiar path to undesirable outcomes, I was able to stand apart from my urges, acknowledge them for what they were, and choose to dismiss them. I felt like I was in complete control, which was a totally new experience. I could choose the outcome myself. It was so empowering. It was the breakthrough I was looking for. I knew in that moment that even if I failed again in the future, I'd hit a turning point and there's no going back. I'm so much more conscious of my feelings and how those are part of my life. This is what we just talked about with feelings, right? I'm so much more aware of myself and my thoughts and have been able to intentionally direct my thoughts in more productive directions. I was looking for a game changer, and I feel like Danny's program delivered that. My anxiety over this issue is gone. My sense of control is 1,000 times better. It's like night and day. The shame and despair I used to feel are gone. I'm more confident and I feel so much more capable. I've been able to use these same principles in every aspect of my life to great benefit. I feel like I'm in complete control of my life, perhaps for the first time ever. Not in the sense that I can control events, but that I can choose how I respond to them, and that is powerful. I asked him, "How in control are you with porn and masturbation?" 0, completely out of control. 10, I have complete control. Scott's response, 10, Scott's the man. What a stud. Okay, problem number three. You've accidentally trained the automatic part of your brain to over-desire pornography. And before you can effectively train your brain to eliminate urges for porn, you need to. So I left you hanging there a little bit at the end. That was on purpose. And if you want more, go click the link in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope you got value out of this. This is life-changing stuff. It really is. So don't just listen to it and hear it and let it pass through one ear, go out the other. Take something from what you heard and practice with it. Implement it. Raise your level of consciousness, increase your awareness, and therefore by so doing, the amount of power that you access that is already available within you. All right, that's what I got for you today. See you next time, guys. If you are trying to quit an unwanted porn habit in a way that lasts, don't miss my brand new free training. It's called the Fearless Freedom for Porn Training, How to Achieve Ultimate Victory Over Porn. Discover the powerful, love-filled method to train your brain to eliminate porn cravings in under 90 days, minus the dread of relapse and exhausting willpower battles, while embracing healthy sexual desires. Join us in this transformational webinar where we'll reveal the revolutionary approach to eliminating porn cravings without the fear of relapse or the need for exhausting willpower. Understand the 6 real reasons you keep turning porn and learn to address the actual issues. Discover sustainable practices to let go of unwanted habits. Stop shaming and punishing yourself and start embracing a life filled with joy and freedom. Learn from distinguished coaches on harnessing healthy sexual desires and building a future full of success and confidence. This really is an essential starting point for you. I wish I heard this stuff way earlier in the process. Click the link in the show notes now to reserve your seat right away. You can access it in a totally private and confidential way. Can't wait to see you in there.